Halloran.
Here.
Laurenti.
Here.
Nisan.
Here.
Rosenthal.
Here.
Sarar.
Here.
Trombley.
Here.
Walker.
Here.
Wolf.
Here.
President DiPietro.
Here.
Quorum present.
So I need an introduction to receive the call of the meeting and place it on file. Do I have an introduction? Devon? And a second, Shershaw. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion carries. Okay. The first resolution for the special meeting is appointing Ryan Wallace to the vacant third ward alderman position. Let's start with an introduction.
Shershaw.
Thank you, Shershaw. And a second.
Devon.
So, any discussion? Yeah, I sent you all his letter of interest, which is posted on the city website, I believe. Is it? Yeah. And as you know, he's on the ballot for this coming fall and is so far unopposed. So this would just get him a head start. Is there any discussion from the council? Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Halloran.
Aye.
Laurenti.
Aye.
Nisan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
So, Ryan, you're now a member, but you got to sign in first, and who has to sign this, all of us?
Everybody has to sign the certificate of appointment.
Okay.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
sure. Hey, you want? Do you mind distributing that? Thank you, Amy.
To support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of Third Ward Alderman.
The duties of Third Ward Alderman.
Of the City of Hudson.
Of the City of Hudson.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, you know you got to buy dinner. Somebody warned me about that.
Okay, we have to go into executive session. I'm sorry, what? Right, to discuss the settlement of a union matter. So, can I have a motion to go into executive session? Ryan. And Shershaw seconds. You got that? Sorry. A roll call vote, please. Actually, we could do this by all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, I have to ask the audience to leave. But please come back. You can stay, Elena.
Can I stay or leave?
No, no, you should stay. Did you print that out, the MOA? So we were going to, I'll let them.
Mm-hmm. Distribute?
Yeah, now we can distribute.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Mayor.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, we're handing it out right now.
Oh, the MOA?
Yes.
I brought you a copy of my memo to you. I didn't know if you had that.
I think I have that already.
Yeah. The floor is yours, Elena.
Okay. Well, good evening. It's actually nice to see all of you in person via Zoom or Teams as we have people coming in and out. My name's Elena DeFeo. I'm a principal at Hidden Scrub. And I'm here with regard to the resolution of the grievance that was filed by the police department against the city. And as many of you, I'm sure, are aware, resulted in the city responding by seeking to stop the grievance going forward to arbitration, and that was pending in court. It was denied, and there was an appeal to the Appellate Division, Third Department. That appeal has not been perfected. It has been stayed. In the interim, the mayor and the city attorney asked me if I could attempt to see about resolving this litigation and then providing a cost-benefit analysis as to why or why not a resolution is better than continuing litigation. I come before you today with an MOA that has been signed by the union president, and I have been informed that the union has in fact passed this resolution, has in fact approved this MOA in the form that you have in front of you. So the purpose of me being here tonight is to, one, walk you through what this actually means.